This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House is updating on Israel amid the several new developments in ceasefire discussions. Anita Powell reports from the White House.
The White House says that Israel is ready for a ceasefire after 6 months of brutal fighting, but that Hamas leadership is unwilling to meet Israel's terms and release some of the hostages seized during the October 7th attack on Israel, which provoked an Israeli military campaign that has flattened much of Gaza. Jake Sullivan is National Security Advisor of the United States.
There could be a ceasefire in place today that would extend for several weeks to be built upon longer if Hamas would be prepared to release some of those people. So let's train the attention where it belongs, which is that the world should say at this moment to Hamas, it's time. Let's go. Let's get that ceasefire. We're ready.
Family members of some of the American hostages met with White House officials Tuesday to press for their return. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Britain's Ministry of Defense released footage on Tuesday which is said to show its army personnel loading aid into a military aircraft and dropping it over Gaza. According to a statement released by the MOD, Britain joined eight other nations in an international large-scale dropping of essential aid coinciding with the end of Ramadan. Participating countries include Jordan, Indonesia, United Arab Emirates, Netherlands, France, Germany, Egypt, and the United States. Turkey and Israel have now announced trade barriers on each other as relations deteriorate further amid the war in Gaza. Turkey said it is restricting exports of 54 types of products to Israel with immediate effect. Israel responded by saying it is preparing a ban on products from Turkey. Turkey said it was imposing the export restrictions in retaliation for Israel barring its jets from participation in aid operations for Gaza. This is VOA News. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron met with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Washington and former U.S. President Donald Trump in Florida to help push for a new aid package for Ukraine. He's urging Republican lawmakers to stop blocking the Ukraine aid package. VOA Cindy Sane reports from the State Department.
For his part, Blinken called on Republican leaders in Congress to bring Ukraine aid to a vote as soon as possible, pointing out that the U.S. has been sharing the burden with its allies on the war effort.
The United States has done extraordinary things for Ukraine. Our European partners and others beyond Europe around the world have done even more over the last 2 years. Military support, economic support, humanitarian support. So there's genuine burden sharing and carrying the load. We need to continue to do our part.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has refused to call a vote in the lower chamber on new security funds. Cindy Sane, VOA News, the State Department.
U.S. President Joe Biden is set to boost and host Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida for talks on the delicate security situation in the Pacific and a glitzy state dinner. He's honoring a leader who has been one of Biden's biggest and strongest allies, I should say, in the face of international crises. Kishida's official visit Wednesday completes the administration's vetting of the leaders of the Quad, the informal partnership between the U.S., Japan, Australia, and India. Europe's highest human rights court ruled Tuesday that its member nations have an obligation to protect their citizens from the effects of climate change, VOA's Jeff Custer reporting.
The European Court of Human Rights sided with the Swiss Association of Elders for Climate Protection, a group of 2,500 women with an average age of 73. The court ordered the Swiss state to pay the association about $87,000 in damages. Climate advocates are excited about the ruling. Co-director of the Climate Change Litigation Network, Lucy Maxwell, told Reuters News Agency the ruling sets a good precedent for other communities filing similar lawsuits.
That's VOA's Jeff Custer reporting. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports on a fire which has raged through a 16-story building in Hong Kong.
A fire in a large, mostly residential building, the New Lucky House in Hong Kong, has killed at least five people and left dozens injured. The authorities say firefighters had rushed to the scene after receiving a call about a fire at 7:53 a.m. local time. The blaze was extinguished later in the morning, but police say people inside the building were still calling for help. Local media, including the South China Morning Post, reported the fire had started at a gym on the first floor, but officials say more investigations needed into the cause. The New Lucky House has 200 units.
AP's Charles Dillard.